Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, finally somebody has some guts out there. I got to tell you. Finally, somebody has some guts. So President Biden's former COVID-19 advisor, I believe he served on his original task force, he's a top epidemiologist, Mike Osterholm, has admitted what you and I have been saying. The N95 respirator works, but most of these masks are ineffective. So finally, if we have somebody associated with the Biden administration that admits to what many conservatives and liberals have been saying for a long time about this, maybe something now will be done. So, former President Biden COVID-19 advisor and top epidemiologist Michael Osterholm admitted that these typical paper masks are ineffective and suggested that Americans may need to switch to heavier-duty N95 masks to battle the new wave of cases in an interview on CNN Monday. Thank you. That's what we've been saying now since the beginning of time, of COVID time, and it's about time somebody said something. And why is this getting press? Because he worked with Biden. So for those people that have been accusing those of us, especially in the medical field, of having some political ideology based on our concerns of these crappy face coverings people are wearing, now we finally have an epidemiologist that worked with President Biden that said, look, guys, what you're wearing is probably ineffective. And we didn't even need him to say it. We really didn't. We have been wearing masks since the beginning, and we keep having waves. I mean, how much more proof do we need that these, you know, face coverings aren't working? Give everybody the N95 masks. I've been saying this for now forever. So Dr. Osterholm said, we know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Thank you. Now, he is the director for Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He said, we need to talk about better masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which could do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated and previously infected. Now, he hopes his comments don't get misread, that they don't cause more confusion, especially since, you know, everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon and criticize him and call him a Trumper or whatever else they want to call people who are trying to kind of just talk some common sense. You know, look, I am not on any end of the political extreme. I'm very modern, very centrist on things. And I see the good in both parties. But I see what the country has been trying to do. And they've been trying to label and put people into these boxes. And they want to find an excuse to discriminate. I think people as a whole want to, you know, want to kick you off a bus, kick you out of a school, kick you out of a restaurant. And if you seem to stand up and say, look, you know, I'm not challenging you, but I'd like us to at least have a conversation. You can't even have a conversation. You can't even bring it up. It's interesting. I've worked with people of both political parties on issues that might have had to do with students or might have had to do with medicine. And they said it was my way or the highway. And you're like, okay, but I'm not saying I'm right, but don't you want to think about this? No, no, no. And I prove them wrong over and over again. I don't want to be right. I don't. I just want an effective change. I don't want, and I know people thinking, well, gosh, you know, we don't want to prove Trump right, or we don't want to prove Dr. Dahlia right, or we don't want to prove Fauci right, or we don't want to prove that whole concept is stupid. Okay, because honestly, if Trump was right about anything, that's not so much what's going to get him back into office. You know, Fauci being right about something isn't going to, you know, have the whole world love him again. My being right about something isn't going to make me a popular syndicated host. There's other aspects to that. And so I just want common sense. And also because I see things down the line. If America and the U.S. government screws up with the masks, then if they bring up something else, half the country's going to be like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, keep just harping on. Just wake me up when you're done with your rant. And you can't do that. You can't ostracize people, accusing them of being on one political party or not. You know how many liberals that I know are not getting the vaccine and don't think the mask is protecting them like what the hospital workers get? And you know what they're called? They're called Trumpers. You know how that's kindergarten. And some of them are like, you know, that's not an insult to me. And they're liberal. So stop the insults. Right? Listen to former advisors that are, and many of these people in science aren't necessarily politically motivated. And if they are telling you, like what you don't have to listen to me, but if they're basically echoing what I've been saying this whole time, thank you, I have to say that, that what we're doing might be giving people a false sense of security and causing people to get stabbed and causing all this mayhem when it's really not that effective. If you're going to make a rule, make it effective. Give people the N95 respirators. For months, we have appropriated trillions of dollars to the COVID fight. Billions, millions to cities and counties. In fact, I think in Nevada, they want to figure out what to spend the money on that they got appropriated. There's all this money that's being given to states. Then if you really want to protect against a respiratory virus, then give them proper respiratory protection. If you want to protect against STDs, you give out condoms. Why aren't we giving out proper masks? You know, this is why I don't fault Fauci, because he originally said what we doctors thought. And honestly, what you guys are buying in stores might not work as well. Let the hospitals get what they need, and then we'll figure out what's going to be the most effective. But instead, there was all this push, and there was this, well, you know, people need a barrier, and people are dying. You're really telling people not to mask up? And all this pressure caused all this political BS. So, you know, thank you, Dr. Osterholm, for having the guts, you know, to say, look, can we have a proper conversation about what's good in terms of protecting against COVID? 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, let me get this up on Facebook Live because we apparently people do like our Facebook Live videos, so let me get that up there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are now in a position in some cities, and I don't know if this is going to expand to your city or not, but in New York City, restaurant owners, gym owners, performance houses, they are going to be now in a position where they have to start to discriminate, segregate, refuse service. And we might have had a little bit of a crash course with the masks, but I think you ain't seen nothing yet. And it is going to get ugly. And the reason why it's going to get ugly is, first, you saw what happened with the masks. When employees were forced to enforce these pseudo laws, and they were 5'2", 5'4", weighing 100 pounds, 110 pounds, they had to accost a group of 6'4s saying, "Excuse me, sir, you have to wear a mask, otherwise we have to refuse service." Right? Some of these people were pretty violent. We saw security guards get stabbed, security guards get shot, people fight. So if people got violent for masks, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to vaccination status. And what makes somebody mad? Well, when they're rejected. People don't like rejection. This is why if you think somebody's a little weird, don't even start a relationship with them. Because at some point, if you think that you're going to have to reject them, that rejection is one of the most dangerous times of that relationship. I'm getting a divorce. I'm leaving you. I want to break up. So when you reject a person who wants to eat some food, and they're hungry, and they live in a city like New York City that is going to be mandated where you can't have indoor dining or come inside if you're not vaccinated, and it's hot outside or it's cold outside, and they can't find another place that will feed them outside, they're going to get grumpy. And if you are the fourth establishment they walk into, whoa, Nilly. So we need to probably talk about, how do you refuse service to somebody? How do you discriminate against the unvaccinated and do it without getting killed, stabbed, shot? It is a conversation and a segment I never thought I would have. Because remember, we aren't supposed to be puppets or soldiers of a government that is, you know, taking on these forms that we never thought we could. If the government wants you vaccinated, that's on them. But to turn around and deputize these small business owners and employees who are just trying to feed their families and get back to work, and forcing them to be face to face with an angry public and to refuse service is dangerous. I'm telling you right now. And you might be pro-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I would love people to be vaccinated. But this is why I think mandates are the worst thing ever. You know, I don't know about you all, but I, because of my job, I get to speak to people all across the country, you know, and take care of patients all across the country. And there are many cities or counties where there's a disparity in vaccinations. There might be wealthier white individuals that got the vaccine, yet black individuals who might not have trusted the vaccine might have held off. So are you going to be a restaurant where you have all white people in that restaurant and you turn away a black individual under the guise of, well, they're not vaccinated? I mean, is this really what we're doing? If African Americans are vaccine hesitant, don't they have a right to eat? Don't they have a right to go into a restaurant? To go to the gym? Well, it's because if you're not vaccinated, you're going to carry the virus, and you're going to carry the virus into that restaurant. Well, the vaccinated people are carrying the virus too. The virus is there. They might have less of a chance of being hospitalized. But we cannot be in a position where we are refusing service to kids, to blacks, to Asians, to Latinos, to women, to men, to whites. We're refusing service. And it's not National Guard. It's not military who are standing there in case there's going to be a fight. It's the small, pregnant, 18-year-old female that is starting her family, and she is being mandated by her boss to administer the rules that the government power that be wants them to administer. You know, this just doesn't sit right with me. And I understand Bill de Blasio wants to show that he's pro-vaccine. There's tons of ways to show you're pro-vaccine. tons of ways. But to force people to refuse service, you know, there are individuals who are vaccinated that are going to want to test the system. They're going to pretend that they aren't vaccinated just to see how far their fellow Americans could go. There's a lot of people out there that think that our country is really becoming worse than communist. And so just be expect to be on camera. Any of you employees who have already so much on your plate, expect to be on camera of somebody saying, all right, fine. Are you denying me entry? Are you discriminating against me? Are you saying that I can't eat here because I don't have a card or I'm not on the government website and you're going to be on camera? All right, so what do you do? What should your employees do? Some of you guys have 16-year-olds. Some of you guys have pregnant women. Some of you guys have, you know, people that you know, aren't Navy SEAL trained. So my recommendation is maybe address this early on. One, you're probably going to have the signage saying, due to Bill de Blasio, or whoever your public official is that might be starting to mandate this, due to their laws, we could be forced to close if you don't do this. If they don't take time to read this, all right, I would recommend, because you don't want to get people mad, you don't want to get shot, you don't want to get spit on. You know, you could say, look, you know, I've been told by the mayor that this is what I have to do. We could be closed. You know, I can't serve you. I can't give you food. You know, I mean, I could give you a plate when I go and give the homeless people, you know, food later, but I can't give you food. This is the mayor. This is the governor. It's not my decision. I don't want to discriminate against anybody. You know, I appreciate your, I understand I'm American too. I understand your frustration, but we will be closed and we'll get in trouble. We'll be fined. And I'm not allowed to make that choice. If they start to get rowdy or whatever, I would go back inside. I mean, again, this can't happen inside the establishment. I would maybe call the police. Maybe you're going to have some security involved. But if it's all where you think your life is in jeopardy, the heck with it. Let them in. I mean, if it's going to be on camera anyway, you can say, look, my life was in jeopardy. I mean, if you're not going to provide police officers, fine. You want to eat? You want to eat. I don't want to be the one to discriminate. I'm being told by the governor or by the mayor or whatever that I'm supposed to not let you in. But I can't stop you. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to be enemies with you. You know, I'm on your side. It's just, this is what I'm being told. I don't have control. Now, if they want to pick a fight and they're a jerk and they're mentally ill or whatnot, again, you need to protect yourself. I just see too many employees sometimes take the stand of almost liking this authority. Saying, sir, I have to kick you out. And they almost like it. They stand up and they get all excited about it. No. Don't go up to somebody saying, I need to kick you out. I can't tell you how many times I was yelling at the kids and somebody said, ma'am, your mask. I go, is it really the mask? You don't want me to yell at the kids? No, please yell at the kids. I still want to hear that. It's just you have to wear the mask. Okay, that's cool. But somebody's like, ma'am, you need to wear a mask. Under NRS, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, fine. But people are cool. Sorry, look, just need your mask back on. Sorry, the rules. I mean, be cool. Don't start to act like, you know, you now are general of a major army about to deal with battle divulge. I mean, you know, it just, you know, but, you know, let people know that you do, if you are understanding, let them know you understand their predicament, you know, but you are forced to do this. And eventually we won't be forced anymore. I don't think it's going to go well in New York. I just don't. The 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo maintains he never acted inappropriately in response to the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexual harassment. Cuomo releasing a video today that directed folks to his website where a detailed response to the allegations has been posted. That all being said, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, still believes Cuomo should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
There are still no plans for the federal government to establish vaccine passports. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we see as our objective is to continue to make the vaccine as accessible and available.
Psaki noting that private companies and state governments could take such steps if they choose to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today, the president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, so here are the facts. If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms, and if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
In financial news, the Dow gaining 278 points to close at 35,116. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when Walmart said they were going to roll out a new education program that'll pay for 100% of college tuition? Target's going to do the same thing. So the big box retailer is the latest company to, quote, dangle perks to woo job candidates, according to CNBC. Walmart, Chipotle, Starbucks are all offering similar debt-free education programs. Now, this is pretty cool. I'm pretty impressed. I think that offering college is something that is going to be a huge draw. I don't know when you have the time to go to college, though, if you're working full-time. So I'm not exactly sure how that works out. I have a friend of ours that I'm trying to figure out ways where they could do online school, but they work full-time.
And so it's very difficult to do that. But you know what? I'm sure they figured that out. They'll make it work. But Target said today that it is going to offer new perks to woo the workers, a debt-free way to get a college degree, and payments towards graduate programs. Starting this fall, the big box retailer said it's going to cover the cost of tuition, fees, and textbooks for part-time and full-time workers who pursue a qualified undergraduate degree at more than 40 institutions. It will also fund advanced degrees, paying up to $10,000 each year for master's programs at those schools. That's pretty impressive. They're the latest retailer to do this. So Target is joining Chipotle, Starbucks. They have programs that help employees pay for college. Walmart recently announced it'll cover the full cost of college tuition and books for its employees. They used to require them to pay $1 a day, so that would be $30 a month. Try to, you know, have some skin in the game. But now it's just going to be free. So at Target, employees at stores, distribution centers, headquarter locations in the U.S. are going to qualify on their very first day. They don't even have to work there for 3 or 6 months. Target will cover the full cost for 250 programs aligned to its business. So you're not going to go to medical school, but computer science, information technology, business management. I wonder if they'll also do pharmacy. Because they do have a pharmacy, so I wonder if maybe they'll do that. But right now, it looks like they're more kind of business and tech. If an employee chooses a different specialty or seeks a graduate degree, Target will pay up to $5,200 for non-master's degrees and up to $10,000 for master's degrees each year in direct payments to the academic institution. That is very, very cool. Target said it plans to invest $200 million in the education program over the next 4 years. It developed the program with Guild Education, a company that manages corporate education assistance programs. Participating schools include the University of Arizona, Oregon State University, University of Denver, Morehouse College, and Cornell University. So my guess is that could also be like online. So this is fantastic, right? Yeah, I think it's a very, very nice move. I am, though, curious as to how they're going to pay for it. I don't know, you know, call me cynical, but I just don't know if they're going to just take $200 billion off their bottom line. $200 million. Now, I don't know. Honestly, it looks like it would cost more to me. I mean, I would think it would cost more. But anyway, so I'm just not convinced that my toothpaste then is going to be sold for $2.99. I have a hunch toothpaste is going to cost more. They probably are already starting to figure out how they can do this. Now, it's a good investment. If they don't get all their money back, it is a good investment because if that employee is going to college and that program is only through Target and you're thinking about quitting Target, well, then you're only stuck with a couple college credits. So if that company has done some analysis and has found that they do not have longevity when it comes to employee retainment, this is one heck of a way to do that. And even with part-timers, what's really nice is finally somebody's kind of realizing the worth of part-timers. I've always found those who work part-time to be very instrumental. Your part-timers are fantastic because sometimes you have a bunch of people that work part-time and you need them. And the shift they cover is the perfect shift you need them for. And they're steady. They have babysitting and everything taken care of, and they call out less. Your part-timers call out less. It really is a very flexible sort of schedule. So why shouldn't you try to retain your part-timers? See, for many employers, it's an excuse. Well, if you're not a full-time employee, I don't have to then do all the benefits. So I'll just hire you part-time. So a bunch of part-timers are screwed. But there's been people that have been part-time working at one place for years. So, you know, It would be interesting to see if prices are going up. Sadly, I haven't really kept the prices of what I've bought at Walmart, or what I'm sure there's an app, or what I've spent at Target to see if we're going to start noticing costs go up. But if they are able to increase prices by, let's say, 25 cents on everything, they could probably regroup that money fairly easily. So one, they get some great PR because they could say, you see, we're providing college. That's a benefit we're doing. Two, they could look like they're, you know, helping their employees and making their employees happy. And three, they, you know, if they do get caught raising their prices, people could say, but look, we're putting thousands of employees to college. So what if you're spending an extra quarter? So, I don't know. I am, though, worried about the price of things. I mean, I haven't shopped at Target in a while. One of my family members does. He likes going there. It's close by the house. It has everything he needs. But it's spending money. He's spending my money. But it sure is starting to, getting up there. The costs are getting up there. I personally like Target because it's so open. And Walmart seems a lot more congested in terms of product. And the aisles are really skinny, so it's hard to get around people. Yet Target just seems, it just has that more open look. Now, some people could say, well, it looks empty. Well, that could be a tease. That could be a attraction to some. They don't want to be in a crowded store. Yet Target looks nice and open, and it looks like there's plenty of checkout areas, and it just seems, but I notice I spend more there. So it's going to cost. So, I don't know. You know, I think people getting a college degree is great. What they could do with that college degree is going to be up to them. You know, we do have millions of people with college degrees. And I'm seeing many people aren't using that degree. And so, as more people get degrees, the next problem we have is how useless and how diluted is that degree going to be? So, I've spoken to my son who's in college, about to graduate with his bachelor's. He's in engineering, but interestingly, these jobs that have reached out to him, they want him getting a master's. And in fact, they'll support and pay for him to go on to master's. So in engineering, it looks like many of the places just are now already beyond bachelor's, saying you're going to go on and get a master's. With medical school, that was just a slam dunk. You can't get just a bachelor's or a master's. I mean, you have to go from bachelor's to doctorate. And you have to do all the training. They're going to try to cut the years back a little bit. But, you know, you just go for your doctorate. But I don't have just a bachelor's degree. My bachelor's was in biology. And my guess is a biology degree wouldn't have done much as a bachelor's. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We take your calls, your questions, your comments, even if you don't listen to us live. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. However, if you listen to us delayed, not a problem. We'll just answer your question on the next live show. So we're watching this fire here, this California wildfire known as the Dixie Fire. This Dixie Fire sadly continued to grow, and it is California's largest current wildfire. I think it's like the 13th in its history. It exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains. Officials are warning that the hot, dry weather is threatening to further stoke these flames. And officials warn that the high temperatures are going to increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. They say, I think we definitely have a few hard days ahead of us, according to Shannon Prather with the U.S. Forest Service. So strong winds have stoked this Dixie fire yesterday, which grew to over 395 square miles across the Plumas and Booth counties. The blaze jumped perimeter lines in a few spots, prompting additional evacuation orders for about 15,000 people, fire officials said. Heat from the flames also created a pyrocumulus cloud, a massive column of smoke that rose 30,000 feet in the air. That's according to Mike Wink, a state fire operations chief, section chief. So firefighters have been able to save homes and hold large stretches of the blaze in recent days, but a red flag warning was scheduled for Wednesday afternoon to Thursday because of hot, bone-dry conditions. By the way, bones aren't that dry. They do have blood flow. I just have to say that. Everybody says it's bone dry. I've actually said that too. But bones, actually bones have a spongy area. Have you guys ever had ossobuco? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of ossobuco, but is it ossobuco? 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 Yeah, I don't like it, but apparently some people like suck out the marrow and yeah, okay. So anyway, pretty disgusting. So anyway, they call it bone dry conditions with winds up to 40 miles an hour. It could drive flames through the timber, brush, grass along the northern and northeastern sides of the vast wildfires. So this is being reported by The Guardian. They say similar risky weather is expected across Southern California with heat advisory and warnings issued for interior valleys, mountains and deserts for much of the week. So this Dixie fire has threatened thousands of homes, destroyed 67 houses and other buildings since it started July 14th. We're talking this is over 2 weeks. It's about 37% contained. But about 150 miles west of the Dixie fire, lightning sparked the McFarland fire. So that threatened remote homes along the Trinity River and the Shasta Trinity National Forest. So that current fire is only about 5% contained. So you got drought-stricken vegetation. It's just lighting up. So heat waves, drought, not helping. Also, the news outlet, they say this is tied to climate change. I told you where I stand with climate change. I think the climate is always changing. I think the Grand Canyon was not started after the advent of cars and big cities in the 1800s. I think the Grand Canyon started way before that. And I think our deserts just have become more dry over millennia. And yes, I want to protect the earth. I want to decrease our pollution. But I think there was climate change way before us. That's just me. I don't think my burger is really making much of a difference. So, scientists say climate change has made the region much warmer and drier in the past 30 years and will continue to make weather more extreme and wildfires more frequent and destructive. Nearly 100 large active wildfires are burning across 13 U.S. states, engaging more than 20,000 firefighters. California right now has 11 blazes, Montana 25, Idaho 21. In Southern Oregon, apparently lightning struck these forests that were parched hundreds of times in a 24-hour period, igniting 50 new wildfires. Firefighters and aircraft attacked the flames before they spread out of control. Luckily, no homes threatened. So the Bootleg Fire is the nation's largest at 647 square miles. Right now, that's about 84% contained, so they're getting there. Firefighters are trying to mop up the hot spots and strengthening the fire lines. Crews are working tirelessly, they say, to ensure we are prepared as we can be for the extreme weather forecast in the next couple days. In Hawaii, firefighters on the Big Island had to deal with a big brush fire. Actually, it's the biggest brush fire that island has ever recorded. The Nation Fire torched more than 62 square miles. Thousands of people had to evacuate. A couple homes were destroyed. So Mike Walker, the state fire protection forester in the Department of Land and Natural Resources, said the total area burned could end up being the most the state has ever seen. He said it's pretty significant, adding that sustained 30-mile-per-hour winds with gusts of up to 50 miles per hour drove the fire roughly 100 acres an hour. So, you know, Godspeed, not easy, and it's a shame because that is some of our prettiest forest, the forest that's supplying, you know, oxygen to us. I mean, this is exactly what we're trying to grow and we're trying to harbor. We want our trees. I mean, this is something that we've been kind of shooting for. And sadly, this is what ends up getting destroyed when we have to deal with these really, really rough summers. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're dealing with rough summers, flight attendants are dealing with rough passengers. So apparently, there was an unruly male passenger, and he had to be duct taped to his seat. Now, apparently, this whole issue has been resolved, according to the president of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. Sarah Nelson tweeted, "We're glad to report that Fly Frontier was doing the right thing." They didn't elaborate further on the matter. But apparently, there was a disruptive passenger, and flight crew had to step in. This was on a flight from Philadelphia to Miami on July 31st. A passenger made inappropriate physical contact with two flight attendants, subsequently physically assaulted another flight attendant. As a result, the passenger needed to be restrained. Now, they had to restrain the passenger until the flight landed in, and I think what happened is they, let me see if I have, hold on a second. Apparently, this passenger touched two flight attendants' breasts, then screamed his parents are worth $2 million, punched a flight attendant. So the Frontier suspended the crew for duct taping the passenger to a seat. So the crew was actually suspended originally. Not cool. Who was the passenger? A 22-year-old named Maxwell Berry of Norwalk, Ohio. He said, apparently, allegedly, he only had two drinks while on board the flight from Philly to Miami. But then he ordered another. He then brushed an empty cup against the backside of a flight attendant who immediately told him not to touch her. Then he spilled a drink on his shirt, went to the bathroom, exited shirtless, and a flight attendant helped him retrieve another shirt from his carry-on. After walking around the plane for 15 minutes, he then grabbed the chests of two female flight attendants. I would have kicked this guy's butt. The flight attendants and nearby passengers then restrained him in a seat using duct tape and a seatbelt extender. Apparently there was cell phone video taken of the incident. He started to get aggressive, and then he tried to attack the male flight attendant. In a Wednesday interview on ABC's Good Morning America, they say the flight attendants were professional and that Barry had been a danger to others. Yeah, and you wonder why these airlines are having trouble getting crew. Who wants to work with this, you know? I mean, this is ridiculous. And you want to add more rules where people have to force the mask? It was not fun flying because, you know, ma'am, your mask. And they're not doing it because they, you know, are the government. They're doing it because they're afraid for their jobs. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.